Okay, so you saw PB's. Where's your on PB's? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the top by the two dots. Higdilu lo yishve. If I sell you, the Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuben sells Shimon a tree, doesn't sell him the land. Now, it's Shimon owns the tree, but it's in Reuben's property. And the branches are obviously hanging over into Reuben's property, because the whole thing is in Reuben's property. All Shimon bought was the tree. So the Mishnah said, Higdilu, if the branches are extending over into Shimon's property, lo yishve. You're not allowed to cut them down. That's not what the Gemara is going to focus on now. The Gemara is going to focus on the next line. The next line is the Mishnah, which said, "Va'ola min hageza shelo." Anything that grows out of the trunk belongs to the owner of the tree. Sometimes you see these trees, like a little branches sticking out from the bottom of the trunk. That belongs to the owner of the tree. But min hasharashim, but if it's coming out of the roots, then shabala karka. Then it belongs to the owner of the karka. That's what the Mishnah said. Okay? Now the Gemara says, Hechi dari min hageza, hechi dari min hasharashim. What's the difference between coming out of a trunk and what's the difference between coming out of a root? Either way, it's coming out of the tree. What's the difference if it's by the trunk or by the root? So the Gemara says, you're right, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the difference is as follows. Kol Shiroa Pnei Chama. If the place where this growth is coming is above ground, in other words, it can see the sun, Kol Shiroa Pnei Chama, then Zehu Min Hageza. That's considered the trunk. V'she'en Aroa Pnei Chama. And if it can't see the sun, why can't it see the sun? Because it's on the root underground. Zeh min hasharashim. That's considered the sharashim. Okay? That's simple enough. Now the Gemara is going to ask a very difficult question. The Gemara asks, wait a minute. V'lechosh, let's be afraid. Dilma, maybe. Maska ara sirtun. Maybe. Really, they're coming out of the ground, right? Right? No, so let's say you have, sometimes you have a growth coming out of the trunk, yeah. That belongs to the owner of the tree. Sometimes you have growth coming out of the ground, like on the roots of the tree, but they're just underneath the ground. That belongs to the owner of the land.
I understand.
But the stuff can grow on that.
But they have food. He's worried about stuff can grow on it, he's worried about that's considered part of the area of the tree.
Oh, so we had a halacha that if you have three trees, you own the land also.
Yeah.
Right. So the Gemara says exactly the point. Valechas, just be afraid. Dilma, maybe. Maska aris sirton. You'll take the dirt and you'll cover over the tree. The amale, you'll cover over the roots or the growth or the starting point of these other little bushes, little growths, shoots, right? But Amalei, you'll say, closer to Vintali, Vitzliara. You sold me three, and I got the land two now. Right? Why are we afraid of that? We should be afraid of such a thing. Look at, what? No, you're afraid that the seller's going to get ripped off. Then you take over the land. If you sell a tree, you sell a tree. If you sell three trees, you sell the land in between each tree.
I'm selling one tree. I think
that. Well, what do you mean? Look. Come look. Come take a look. So the Ritva really asks a question, which is, wait a minute. In order to do this, you have to pull some shtick. You have to cover over the roots. So uncover them. So bring down a guy. But you're claiming now that you really bought more than you bought. So the Ritva asks, so bring over somebody, bring a garden down. You'll clear away some of this dirt and then see where the root is. Is it taka? If it's under the ground, then it belongs to the pile of karka. If taka is above the ground, then you're right. So what's going on here? What's going on here? So, to verify, that's basically your question. To verify it. Right. So what happened was, I'm the buyer. I come to you and I say, you know what? I guess the church would have said, look at this, I got three trees. I get the land out in between. You're like, what are you talking about? So come down and take a look. You come down and take a look and say, it's true. It's true. Also, that's the result of the question. Why don't you send somebody to clear it away? So I don't understand his answer. I think he says that he doesn't. You don't have a right to do that. He says, where is it? So he says, "V'amalei t'lasa zevinteli v'isli ara." You sold me three, and I have the land as well, right? So he says, "L'chora yachal hamocher lechbor ba'adama lochiach shamuchubar m'shlashtan." L'chora, you can go check. You can go check, right? That's the reverse question. The seller's going to go down and check. Yeah, I want to see if it's all three. I always told you three trees. I want to see. It's really one tree. Umikorach kushes haGemara. The Rashba says. The Ritva says. He says it could be that in such a situation, if you buy what appears to be three trees, will give you the halacha of three trees. Otherwise, Gemara is very difficult.
That's what it seems to say.
Right. Which is why there's no checking. Which is why there's no checking. Halacha would be, if I sold you a tree with two little things, you'll get the land as well. That's what I'm claiming now.
Right.
Otherwise, why can't you just go check? Right. That must be the halacha. It must be
pshat.
Exactly. He should have been smart beforehand. He should have known. He should have checked it out. He didn't do any of that. Can't check it out now. Right? That's basically what you would say. Can't check it out now. Now it's too late. Now we're going to trust him. After all, come down and take a look. Come take a look. It looks like three. You know, it looks like three, then you're getting the three. A, he's pulling a fast one. What can I tell you? Really, really, it's not true. He's covering it over to make it look like that. That's not fair. But I guess the seller had an obligation before he sold it to be really, really certain that this can't happen. Okay. Maybe not. It's got a huge thing. Guy has to type out. All right, go buy it. Doesn't know, not necessarily. So the Gemara, so we have a kasha, right? So the Gemara answers, Ella, Amar of Nachman, Yakots. You have to cut them down. The chain number of Yochanan, Yakots. You have to cut them down. What does that mean? Look at the Rashbam. It's the last skinny line. Amar of Nachman, Yakots. Masnisim dikhanayotim and ageza shalom. The Mishnah that said that if something comes out of the root, out of the trunk, it belongs to you. You can't leave it like that. Ella, hariu shalom, almanas likot v'lisro. You have to cut it off. So really, there's no gain for anybody. And therefore you have to cut it off. That, of course, you can't benefit thereby and make yourself out to have more than you really have. You have to cut it off. So it's built in every sale, being cut. So it's neither zona. Yes, it's not stamina. That's not stamina. Right, okay. Yeah. Next. Amar of Nachman. Naktinan, we have a tradition. Dekel ein lo geza. That a palm tree doesn't have a trunk. That's obviously not true. You cut them as a palm tree, you leave a little bit of a trunk. So what do you mean by that? Savar of Zvid Lamemar, which is thought to say, ein lo geza lebal dekel. There's no geza for the bal dekel. What does that mean? Look at the Rashbam. Ein lo hayotzi min hageza labal hadekel. The kiva de lachbar v'lash rosh koi kishyavze she'ilon de holokana karka. Right. So what Rav Zvid says, ein lo geza labal hadekel. There's no, we started off the Mishnah saying that you have the right to the trunk, not by a dekel. Why? The kiva de lamichbar v'lash rosh koi, since dekels are uprooted totally, Asuche Mesiach Daite, you're Mesiach Das from it. You're Mesiach Das from it. You don't ever think, if the tree gets cut down, so most trees, they grow back. Not by dekel trees. The whole thing gets uprooted. So you, look at the Rashbam. Asuche Mesiach Daite. Bal HaDekel Min HaAsid Lotzeis Min HaGeza. Anything that's ever going to come out of this trunk, he gives up hope. Why? The tzavar who shema yivesh hadekel mehera, maybe it'll dry up. V'lo yotzi geza, there won't even be a geza, a trunk. D'lo dami l'shari lanos, it's not like other trees. Shem yavshu b'roshan, if the top of it gets dried up, cut the lamata, you cut it off, the chosen of a gedulin, and you regrow it, share giz and machlif, because the trunk regenerates itself. Kidatanya lele, we learned that already. Aval dekel, but a palm tree, me achar shiavesh, once it dries up, ain lo takana. That's it, it's over. Kidatanya lele, but the column of barazim, chofu masharish, hilkuk therefore, miyayesh minayotzi minageza. You give up hope even when you before you even buy it. Right when you buy it, you already know it's never going to happen. Therefore, the loan is chayv and l'knosa. You have no kavanah to buy it. So that's not included in the sale. Only dekels are different. That's what Rav Nachman meant to say. Maskev lo Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, wait a minute. How could you say that pshat? It's very true. Biology, the botany, all could be true. But for hakona shtei lanos, our Mishnah said, if somebody buys two trees, Dila machafer ul masharesh kaimi, right? And included in those two trees. Then the Mishnah said if someone buys two trees. Didn't he mean any two trees? What, he meant only everything but dekels? Dekels not included in that Mishnah? Dekels are included. And what do you see? He does get the trunk. So Papa says, what are you talking about? The Mishnah says you buy two trees, you get the trunk. Every tree is included in that. So the Gemara says, Ella Amar of Papa, Ein lo gezel lebal dekel. No, what it meant was, Ein lo geza lebal dekel, lefisha ein motzi geza. What it meant was, a bal hadekel has no benefit in having the trunk, because nothing ever grows off the trunk. You look at a palm tree, there's no shoots coming out of the sides. The whole thing is on top. Up on top is where the action is. Many other trees, you have stuff growing off the bottom. Not a dekel tree. That's all he meant to say. There's no such thing. L'fishein motzi geza. It doesn't happen. Right? It doesn't happen. Just... What? What was the point of him saying that? Maybe that he says over here. And, what? I guess not never going to happen. It's very unusual. And if it does happen, you don't get it. Why? Because we follow the rule. We follow the most situations. Doesn't happen. That's what we're telling you. Now the question is, Ulur of Zvid Kasha. But according to Rav Zvid, Kasha Masnisan. Our Mishnah doesn't make any sense according to Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid said that we're talking about a situation that you must see das because the dekels are not going to go back. But that's not what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said that you do get the trunk from trees. And if you get the trunk, then that includes dekels as well. All of them are included. What's going on here? Right? So, you hear the kasha? So the Gemara answers, no, our Mishnah is talking about a special case, Dezavin L'chamesh Shnin. You bought the rights to the dekel tree for 5 years. Included in that sale was that you will regenerate it. It's a special case. It's not a kasha. Ah, Mishnah said, if you buy any tree, you get the rights to the regeneration. Ah, dekel doesn't happen. No, but you made a special thing. You bought it like that. Maybe it's a young tree. Rashbam says, even if one dies, you'll plant another one. Once you bought it for a set time, lo masich daite minageza. You don't give up. But if you buy it stam, shafilu im yamos l'sof yoma yomayim. Even if you buy it after 1 or 2 days, lako l'sharish koi, you for sure give up hope. Why? Because that's the nature of a dekel tree. So here you made a special mission.
Are you really buying the land?
It could be. Eina chanami, like someone says that. It could be you're buying the land, really. Right, it could be. Okay, next. The Mishnah said that if you buy three trees, kana shlosha, kana karka. If you buy three trees, you buy the karka as well. Right? The kama. How much karka do you buy? So, Amar of Chia Bar Abba, Amar of Yochanan, Hareza kana tachtehen, the ground underneath, ube nehen, and in between each tree, the chutzalahen, and outside, the area outside these three trees, kimale ora vesalo, the amount of space for your basket and the picking. Look at the Rashbam, kimale ora hamalakate, someone picks, gathers, bisalo biyado, and the basket's in his hand, lalakit peros, hanofchos hachitonos, right, the outer peros. Kimo v'ura kol ovre darach, urisi mori, ulakam refarish kamayeh b'dei levistarfu. Right, he's trying to explain what the word ura means. What does the word ura mean? So Rashbam says, ura means to be malaki, to pick. That's what it means. The picking, and I get enough area that I can stand and pick off the fruit, off the tree, with my basket. Okay? Maskevelo Rabbi Elezer, wait a minute. How could that be? It's extra space. Hashta, derech einlo. You don't even have a path. You don't even get a path. Uravisalo yeshlo. What, you're getting a more space to pick the yeah.
This whole Gemara is going
to Ayin Ra. Oh, we're gonna get to that. That's the whole Amud Beis. We're gonna get to that. We're assuming now it's Ayin Ra. Because Maskevelo Rabbi Elezer, Hasha Derech Ein Lo. You don't even get a pair. Uravisalo. By the way, it's gonna even go according to Rabbi Akiva. Even Rabbi Akiva will hold. When you sell Ayin Yafeh, not by trees. So you don't even get a path. You have to buy it. Or, as the Rashbam says, fly there. Right? You're not getting a path. So, Ur Vasal Yeshlo. What you get an extra space to go stand there like a mansion and cool pit. Derech Einlo, the gears here is all changed. The point is the same. Derech Einlo, Darach Ritihu. Derech you don't get, it's a different land. It's not your land. All you bought was the three trees. You didn't buy a path. Ur Vasalo Yeshlo. What, that you get? That you get? Let's do that big Rashba. Maskevelo Rabbi Elazar. Right? Maskevelo Rabbi Elazar, L'Rabbi Yochanan, the Avle Derech, Chutzolahen, Kamali Ulu Vesaro. He said, you get a path. You get area to pick and stand there with your basket and pick the fruits. Kedei Lahalach Sivivas Ha'ilanos, to encircle all the trees, Balakit Perosav, to gather off the fruits. Hashta, Derech Elon Lekonis, Derech Sadeu Shabal Sada, Lelech Le'ilonosav. You don't even have a path to go there. Elo, Yifroch Ma'adr, either you fly in the air, or Yigachlo Derech Nabalakata. You have to buy a path. You don't get one. So, Kirabanan, Hamokar is a bais, like the Rabbanan, the Amri, Gabi Mokar, Borvados, Ba'in Ra Mokar. You buy Ba'in Ra. You don't get a path. Bitzarech likachlo derech lebor v'lodusov. You have to buy a path. But what did hacha? Gabi shloshi lanos, three trees, to darmi lebor v'dus, it's similar to a bor and a dus, mishom, ta'arach v'itihi, it's not your land. You don't own this field. You own three trees. She'ini lanos notun v'karka shal balasadeh, shari yesh lan karka. Yeah, you have the land underneath, very nice, but you don't have a path to get there. V'chashivi sadeh ha'ilon v'fnei atzmo. This is considered a separate entity, dumi lebor v'dus, shu karka v'fnei atzmo. It's separate land. V'lo ishtabed tzadei oli ilanos av shalokeach, d'neim agav l'kolchor tzadeim ishtabed. Afil lo tzadeh lo derach kilo kamon gav ishtei ilanos. Anyway, you don't have a path. You don't have a path. So what? So you have a space to go stand there and pick your fruits? That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Not only do you get the three trees, you even get area to stand there. Maybe you have to buy that area. You have to buy a path. Or should you get free space to go harvest? To go buy it. Right. Why would somebody buy a tree in the middle of someone else's field? It's a separate kasha. But he did it. So how's he going to get there? Let him go buy the area. What about Ayin Ra? Ayin Yafa? Then we don't hold from Ayin Yafa. Why not? You'll see in a minute. Why not? So, Amar Abzeira says, B'divir Rabbeinu Nilmad, from the fact that we asked this question, Shloshahu de'ein lo derech. Right? Shloshahu de'ein lo derech. Hoshnayim yeshlo. However, if I bought two trees, I would get a derech. Why? Difficult over here. The amarle, because the buyer could say to the seller, Ba'ara didach kaimi. I'm standing on your land. In other words, I don't even have the land underneath. When I buy three trees, I get the land underneath at least. So it's really in my land. How am I getting to my land? I have to buy a path. Here, the land isn't even mine. Right? As he explains it over here, where does he say it? The Rashbam says it. The Amalei, see the little Rashbam there, the Amalei lokeach, ba'ara didach kaimi. The buyer says, I'm in your land. Why? Because I only bought two trees. I don't get the land. I just get the trees. And I'm working on your land. For my trees. Right? When you want to borrow something in my house, so I lend you the space also, right? Same thing over here. I lend you the space also. You can't, things don't stay in the air. So I lend you the space underneath my house also to keep your stuff, right? Same thing over here. It must be that when there's two trees, if you don't have any, it's a little bit of a anomaly. If you have three trees, you have, since you have some land, you don't get a pair. But if there's two trees, you get a pair. Less is more. What? Less is more. Less is more. Right? Well, you only bought two. You don't get land. You don't get the land in between, but you get a pair. It must be shot like that.
So that means the tree dies.
Right. Then you can you replant it? So if you get two, the answer is no. If you get three, the answer is yes. Okay? Now. I'm sorry, what? We're going to see how far apart they are.
Okay.
Right, we're just in the bottom of the page. We're going to get close together, right. Can't be too close, it can't be too far. Right, can't be one over there and then one 3 miles away. Right, right. You're going to be pretty close. 15, 20 amos, not going to be so far away. Fine, next. So Amalei Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak l'Rava, Lema, let's say, that Rabbi Elazar, let's lay the Shmuel Rabbe. Rabbi Elazar over here doesn't hold like Shmuel his Rebbe. Why? Because Shmuel, his Rebbe, said, Rabbi Akiva held, Shmuel held like Rabbi Akiva, but he sold by Ayin Yasa. This whole question was premised on the fact that you don't get a pair for free. Why? Because Ayin Ra. Obviously, it doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. It doesn't hold from Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, no. Amalei, says Rav Nachman, says Rav Rava, no. Not that he doesn't hold from Rabbi Akiva. Maybe he does. It could be he does hold like Rabbi Akiva. This Mishnah, lo me took my season could be Akiva. It's impossible that this Mishnah could be Rabbi Akiva. Impossible. Mimai, why? Midiktani, because the Mishnah said, Higdilu. The Mishnah said that if, in a certain case, where if the tree is growing branches overhanging the property, the seller's property, then Yishve, you're allowed to cut off the branches. Why are you allowed to cut off the branches? Sokadaitach, the Isak says, Rabbi Akiva, he, Amar Yishve, Amar, Mocha Bayin Yafa for Mocher. Rabbi Akiva holds, you sell Bayin Yafa. Does it make a difference if it's a path or if it's a tree? I sold you a tree, but I just want you to know, I'm going to come tomorrow and cut that half of it down. Why? Because it's hanging on my property. It's blocking the sun, can't get to my crops, because I sold you the big tree that has, right, the whole the length of the branches is 20 amas long, huge tree. I'm going to come tomorrow and cut it down. That's what the Mishnah said, you can do that. Rabbi Akiva can't hold like that. So the whole Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. Maybe we do hold like Rabbi Akiva, but this Mishnah can't be Rabbi Akiva. That's why the whole question got off the ground. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily true. Amalei, Amar de'amar Rabbi Akiva, when did Rabbi Akiva say his shita? That what? That he sell the Ayin Yafeh, gabe bor v'dus. By a bor and a dus. Why? Why only there? Because, d'lo machishe ara. It doesn't ruin the land. If I have a bar, I sell you my bar. Says Rabbi Akiva, included in that sale is a path. Why? Because there's no downside to anybody. Why can't I give you a path? What's the downside? There's no downside. We're assuming that nothing's doing in this land. Nothing's being planted here. So what's the downside? Avohacha, but over here, Gabi Elon, by a tree, Mishmasle? Did you ever hear such a thing? Mi lo modu Rabbi Akiva? Wouldn't Rabbi Akiva agree? Be ilan anoto lasok soda chavero? That if the tree's overhanging shekotzit? Did I read this right? Yeah, mi lo modu Rabbi Akiva. Didn't Rabbi Akiva, we have a Mishnah, we had a Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin. Everybody remembers it. That the ilan anota v'selach soda chavero, if a tree is overhanging in your neighbor's property, shekotzeitz below mardeya, melgabi machareisha. As you're allowed to cut, I need the threshing tools. So I have to, right, like this, with your arm over your head, I need the threshing tools. If the tree will interfere with my threshing tools, I can cut it. More than that, I can't cut. I was like, I can cut whatever is going to affect my growing. I'm allowed to do that. Rabbi Akiva himself said that. Why is it Rabbi Akiva saying Yeshita Ayin Rafa, where there's no downside? By the way, the Rabbanan hold is still no Ayin Ra, still Ayin Ra, even if there's no downside. But if there's a downside, Rabbi Akiva never said it's Yeshita. And over here, and now the Gemara is going to say, Tanya Kavase Dovchir Baraba, Harezi Akon Tachtein, Ubinein, Vechutzalahen, Kamole or Vesalo. And we still hold like that. You get the land and then you get the space to plant. So let's just see the Rashbam. The third line, the wide lines. Lo Modi Rabbi Akiva. Dami Lo Modi Rabbi Akiva. The Hachs. Oh man, where is that? The Hachs Dama Dnan below Yachbar. Ilan Hanot El Sosa de Chavero. Vahanami Lahudami. Sharahilonot Halalu. Eidanot in Bekarka Shal Mocher. You're not sold in that land. Dal Yeshlah and Karka of Neatman. Vestalik Lemine Lagamri. Ul Olam. Hasefa Mitukma Kirby Akiva. The Sefa goes to Rabbi Akiva. Umihu Shi'ur De'or V'sal Islul Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva Derech Yeshlo Dumi De'bar V'dus. You get a path. The Lo Dami Lehezek Gadol Shal Ilanot. Okay, let's leave that. Okay, so we stop and we say as follows. It's not a machlokas about Ayin Alef and Ayin Ra. Everybody holds Ayin Ra. Everybody holds Ayin Ra. Even Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because there's a downside. Okay. Now the Gemara asks such a strange question. Now that we said that you get this path, right? You're given space where you can go pick your fruits. Who is allowed to plant in that space? Let's say the seller, who has to give up this area to the buyer of the trees to go harvest his trees, can he plant stuff in this area? That's the Gemara's question. Okay?
Yeah, but once you already said that the other guy's allowed to use it, why
is... You're allowed to walk there. That's your right to walk there.
Saying that the other guy now has to...
He could plant there, and he'll take his chances of what's going to grow where people are going to be walking. But if he wants to, he can. Or no, since the buyer of the trees has the right to go there, he also has the right to plant there. Like an easement. Oh, so is it a partial easement? Or is it a complete easement?
Correct.
That's the question.
Either way, you can't utilize an easement.
Why not? If it's a complete easement, I can plant here. Why not?
Because you take a chance.
What's the chance?
That I'm going to walk on top
of it. Exactly. Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. Or the buyer could say, listen, I have the right to be here. Why? Because I bought the three trees. I have a right to be here to harvest. I also have the right to plant here. Which one is going to reject that one?
Yeah, yeah.
The question is, does the other one have the right?
Yeah.
So, Amalei.
In a backyard situation, am I allowed to now plant in your backyard? Am I allowed to walk there? Let's say
why are you allowed to walk there?
To establish that there's a path through your backyard. Because it's a shortcut. Because I now say,
That's exactly the question. Exactly the question. Oh, so you're touching on the whole Gemara. So I'm allowed by Rabbi Yossi. Osen or Vesalo. This area here now that I'm allowed to plant, I'm allowed to pit, I'm allowed to walk here with my basket, right? Me Zoran. Who could plant here? Who has the right to plant here? So Amale Tinisua. That's an old story. We learned that already. Why? Because we have a Mishnah. It's later on the Tali test that let's say you have a guy who's landlocked. You have an inner guy and an outer guy. So the inner guy, he can't get out. Right? So he gets a path. We're going to learn that later. He gets a path. Who can plant in that path? Right? So the Gemara says, Hachitzon, the outer guy, Zorei et Hadera. He can plant in that path. The outer guy can use that, the inner guy can use that path to get out. He can trample it. But if he wants to plant there, he's the right. Why? Why? What? No, that's not. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The only grant and right of passage for that is still you. Exactly. The seller, the seller grants the buyer the right to walk there, he still retains his right to do whatever he wants on the land.
Right, here's the pshat.
Back to partial easement.
No, here's the pshat. The inner guy has the right to get a pass. Right? Yeah, otherwise he can't get out. So when the outer guy, who we'll call the Lokeach, when he sells him, when he gives him the right to leave, he gives him the right for everything? No. You have the right to leave, to go out into the street. I still have the right to plant here. Pashut. So the same thing over here. I give you the right to come here to pick your fruits. Doesn't mean I can't plant here. Same thing. Amaleya, so Abai says, what are you talking about? Me dummy. Hasam, by the case of the two gardens, the two guys, the guys landlocked, less leib seder l'lokeach. There's no loss. There's no loss to the l'lokeach. Who's the l'lokeach? There's no loss to the inner guy. What does he care? Right? There's no loss to him. You want to plant here? By all means. Ha abal hacha, but over here, ish leib seder l'lokeach. There could be a loss to the guy who owns the three trees, who's going to come to the area. You hear this? There's going to be a loss to him. What's the loss? I was looking for this before. The amale kametanfi peri, the fertilizer that you're using to plant over here in this area, is ruining my fruit. When my fruit fall on the floor, they're going to get ruined by the fertilizer. Therefore, ain't a chanami. I don't own this area. I'm only allowed to be here just to pick my fruit. But you know what? You plant the case, it's going to ruin it. The other case? What does the inner guy care what the outer guy does with this area? I'm walking. You want to risk getting trampled at Kolakavot? I am glad to go from here to out to the street. You want to plant in that area? I can't stop you. Here, I can stop you. Why? Because you're destroying my whole... I bought trees. Now you're basically effectively destroying them. How? Because you're planting over here. Every time my apples fall, they're going to get ruined by the fertilizer.
Yeah, but he's got a space around the tree.
What?
No, we're saying that the seller's allowed to plant there.
Seller's allowed to plant there.
Up to that spot.
You know, right, up to that, in that spot. Oh, yeah, in the spot. Yeah. But I own.
So I don't have to come
with a basket and pick them. I don't have to climb up the tree. I'll wait till the apples fall. I'm lazy. And then I'll come and pick them up. But when that happens, they're going to get all ruined. Why? Because you're planting here. Therefore, you can't plant there. It's not like the case of the landlocked. So the Gemara says, you're right. Hello, Dami, this question is not like El Seifa. Only it's like the Seifa. What's the Seifa? The Seifa of the two people that are landlocked. That the Gemara says over there, V'zeh v'zeh ein rishayin l'zroa. That case was Bezdin decided. Bezdin apportioned not that you bought one, you bought the space. Or he gave it to you. Bezdin apportioned it. So Bezdin apportioned it. No one has any rights over anyone else. No planting there at all. The Rashbam says, Holo Damia, Ha de Orvasaladam Elisevadahi, Diktani, Nas Nulo Bezdin, Derech Manatzad, Midashnehem, Zevazet, Ein Rashayin Lazroa. Bezdin apportions a path. No one has any rights. Holo Vinistratu Shneim, Bachrulahem Derech, Zu Al Yedei Bezdin. Right, they both chose this with Bezdin in being involved. Afagafta Hafsid Murhu, Shaz Rabbi Akfah Lichasam Ksas, even though it might prevent you from walking a little bit. Bachal Shkein, Gabi Orvasal Davi Kimidas Shnehen. Same thing over here. The area to pick was decided by both of you. The Mistama Kone Lanos, Yeshua Shir Orvasalo. For someone, you buy a tree, you know it's coming. The Have Say the tuva tin of peros. It's going to be a big loss to the fruits. If therefore nobody's allowed to pick, no one's allowed to plant over here. Tanik avasi da abaya. Bryce is like abaya. Hare ze kara tachteinu bnei v'chutzal kamali ol v'tzaro v'zeh ein rishayin l'zroa. No one has the right to plant. That's not so far fetched. It's basically each one gets a loss. You can't plant here. Because we don't want it to ruin the other guy's fruits.
It's not saying even the other case as well. The inner guard and the other case must be planted.
What?
The inner guy is just from the train.
Right.
He walks there, he's not going to walk on the chair for the
door. Right, right.
He has to walk to the.
Right, way. Exactly. Now, the Kami Ibn-Egen, how much space has to be in between the trees? Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Me'ar Ba'amos, Ba'ad Shmona. Not less than four, not more than eight.
What's the problem if it's less than four?
Less than four is called a ya'ar. It's called a forest, and it's a whole different halachas. Well, exactly, I'm not sure, but it's a different halachas. Rav Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Mishmon Rav Ad Sheish Esrei. No, from 8 to 16. And Amalei Abayel Abresif. Oh, Tifla Galad Rav Nachman. Don't argue on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman knows what he's talking about. The Tanan Matzizin Kav would say he has the Mishnah that he's right. The Tanan, there's a Mishnah in, I think it's Klayim. Hanoteh Es Karmo Sheish Esrei Amos Al Sheish Esrei Amah. If you plant areas of 16 Amos, Mutter Lahavi Lazera Lasham, you're allowed to plant different fruits in between. In other words, there's a picture of it in the art school, I think. You have a box of 16 by 16. Then you have space of 16. Then another box of 16. Then space, then box, on and on and on. The halacha is you're not allowed to plant klayim, right? But if you leave over a space of 16 amos, it's considered a different field. And then you're allowed to plant. That same halacha by klayim is the same distance above the trees. So, and if it's within 16 amos of each other, it's considered one field. And then you'll get the space in between. And Amar Yehuda, Maisa B'Tzalmon, there was actually a story like this. The Echad Shenotas Karmo Sheish Esrei Al Sheish Esrei Ama, he planted 16 amas apart. V'haya Hofech Sa'ar Shtei Shuros L'tzad Echad. What he did was, he had a box, right? So he took, at the edges of the field, he made the branches face away from the empty box, on both sides. Why did he do that? Because he wanted to make sure that it was more than 16 amas apart. It was machmir, even the branches should be facing the other way. I have an empty path field over here. More than 16 amos apart, I can plant whatever I want. It's not going to be a client problem. I can plant grape, won't be a client problem at all. The Zerayas Anir, and then he planted the empty space. Lushan Acheret, next year, He reversed it. The Zerayas Abar, and then he planted the area that he had planted the previous year. He put grapes here now. And you know what? He came in front of the Chacham and they mockered it. Why? There's no reason not to mocker it. You're 16 amos apart, that's halacha. The halacha is, if you're more than 16 amos apart, you can plant klayim in the middle. That same 16 amos is the shear when it comes to over here, by the trees. Oh, if it's within 16 amos, you get the space in between, and if it's further apart, you don't. Okay? We'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow.